5.16.
We have in the studio Dr. Linda Blakey, who is helping us sort out the medical facts from all the myths and old wives' tales that are out there. So, first one, Linda, is there any truth in the belief that if you eat a large meal in the evening, you're more likely to put on weight than if you eat the same amount of food earlier in the day?
Well, there's a clear answer there. If you're watching your weight, what matters is what you eat, not when you eat it. A calorie at midday is no different from a calorie at midnight, and the idea that your metabolism slows down in the evening is actually a myth. As a matter of fact, there is a medical condition called night eating syndrome, which affects 2% of the population, and people who suffer from this eat very little during the day, but often wake up and eat during the night. These people, on average, are no more overweight than people who do not suffer from the syndrome.
So I can go out for a big meal in the evening and not feel guilty about it?
Absolutely, as long as you don't have a big lunch as well.
Well, that's good. The next one I'd like to ask you about is catching colds. It's always seemed obvious to me that if you stay out in the cold and wind, you're more likely to catch a cold. But I also remember reading somewhere that this was a myth. What's the truth about this one?
Well, colds, we know, are caused by viruses, which you catch from an infected person, for example, when they cough or sneeze. Now, for many years, doctors believed that the only reason why it was more common to catch a cold in the winter was because people stayed indoors more, and so they infected each other. But recent research has found that being exposed to cold temperatures does in fact lower our body's defences. So that means that if you get cold, you're more likely to become infected by a cold virus, or to develop a cold if you've already been infected. It's not a myth. It's true.
OK, that all makes sense to me. Now, something my parents used to tell me was that it was dangerous to have a bath or a shower during a thunderstorm because I might get electrocuted. I've always thought this was crazy. Is this an old wives' tale?
In fact, this one is quite true.
Ah.
Between 10 and 20 people a year get an electric shock while having a bath or shower during a thunderstorm, and some of these die as a result. This is due to the fact that metal pipes are excellent conductors of electricity, as is tap water. So even though statistically it's not very likely to happen to you, especially if you live in a building with a lightning conductor, it is probably best to avoid showering during a storm.
OK, I'll remember that. Now, the next one is something I'm always saying to my children. Turn the light on. You can't possibly read in that light. And they always tell me they can read perfectly well. But surely reading in dim light is bad for their eyes.
Well, this is one that parents around the world have been telling their children for generations. But it actually has very little scientific backing. Reading in the dark or in bad light can cause a temporary strain on the eyes, but it rapidly goes away once you return to bright light.
Well, now I know. Now, the next one affects me directly. Every summer in the mosquito season, I get really badly bitten, even when I put insect repellent on. But my husband never gets bitten at all. He says that mosquitoes don't like him. Is that possible?
It is irritating, isn't it? As it happens, it seems to be true. Female mosquitoes, which are the ones that bite, are attracted to the carbon dioxide we exhale, our body heat, and certain chemicals in our sweat. But some lucky people produce chemicals which either prevent mosquitoes from detecting them or which actually drive them away. Unfortunately, I'm not one of those lucky people either, but your husband obviously is.
The last thing I would like you to clarify for us is the idea that bottled water is purer than tap water. Now, I know it's one thing to drink bottled water if you're travelling in a country where the water hasn't been treated and isn't safe to drink. But what about here in the UK or in the States?
We're all a bit suspicious of what comes out of our taps, and that's why sales of bottled water have risen so much over the last decade. But what many people don't realise is that bottled water, so-called mineral water, isn't subjected to the same regular testing that tap water is. And in some tests that were done in the United States, for example, a third of the samples of bottled water analysed were contaminated. In any case, a quarter of all bottled water sold is just filtered tap water,